Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful second week in the school year. The weather's great today. I think it's going to be pretty good for the next couple days at least. And I hope that everyone's getting settled in. The first week is always kind of the most hectic one, and then the second week rolls around and you kind of have your courses in order. I just bought my textbooks today, so I think I'm kind of getting in the groove of this new semester. For today's episode, I will actually be sharing another playlist. This is going to be from Lake Street Dive. They're a band, and I just wanted to share their music with you guys. Before we get started, I'm just going to get on some ads and some PSAs, and then continue on with the show. I will also be doing another fun fact segment once again for today's episode. I think it's a great way to end off in a very positive note, I guess. Some facts that I tell are quite silly sometimes or a little funny, and I think, you know, it's a nice reverse icebreaker. I think that's what I would call it now. It's weird because I think a lot of fun facts in these segments that I do are almost orderly-wise done in the beginning, hence the word icebreaker, but it seems like I just like to do it at the end. I like to finish off with, you know, the main content and then end off with a nice and easy going smooth transition. So I hope you guys like that order. I love it. I've been doing it since the beginning of my episodes or when I started those segments. And once again, I am doing my shows live in the studio. I'm more than welcome to chat with my viewers and my audience members. I'm very curious of who you guys are, and I want to get to know about your points of view of my show or what I put out as content. As I've done this a million times, the way you can contact me is, I think my email is up at the CITR.ca website, and the number to this studio that you can call is 604-822-2487. If you call that number, it will direct you directly towards the studio that I'm in currently doing my show, and I can pick up your call and we can do a discussion. If you guys decide to call and I do not pick up, I just want to warn you guys, it's not because I don't want to. It's probably because I am either doing an interview with a guest, which I did happen once. One of you guys called me in, which I was very grateful for. But, you know, sometimes I am speaking with some guests that I bring on for you guys. And in those cases, I am not able to catch all of your calls. There is a art event, some sort of like portrait that's going on out in the Nest. It seems pretty cool. So if you guys are free, please come check it out. And for those of you who are curious about CITR and Discorder, it's in the Nest. It's where it's right in front of the big stairs. When you sit on the big stairs that, you know, go up and up and up, it's kind of right in front of you, a little to the ground. So you kind of have to shift your point of view a little below, because we're kind of in a basement area, but it's pretty clear once you get to see it. All right, so why don't we get through the ads and the PSAs, and we'll get right to the episode. I will see you guys in a couple minutes. So here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TICKETLEADER.CA.
Chúng ta sẽ cùng đến với ca khúc You Never See Me Again.
Ebola.
Xin chào và hẹn gặp lại.
Happy birthday.
Trời ơi.
Yên lưng lưng đìa lưng lưng.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful second week. It is currently September 10th, a Tuesday, and I hope it's a good Tuesday for you guys. Yesterday was Monday, but I don't have classes on Monday, so I guess Tuesdays are my new Monday. And so far, so good. Today is actually my longest day of the week, but I'm excited because I haven't gone to all of my classes yet, and I'm excited to go to my last one. For those of you who have just joined in, today I am going to be doing another playlist for you guys. I have a couple songs that I want to turn on for you guys, and they are a great band, and I really want to share this with you guys. For those of you who have been following me for a while, I touch upon a lot of different subjects. I do movie reviews, I do some literature reviews as well. I share my own literature and my own stories. I bring in people as guests that are in different areas of studies and professions, and I do interviews with them. My whole point of my show is to really diversify the topics intentionally to widen my audience and give you guys as much information, as much of a diverse information as possible, and help you guys learn and reflect and, you know, create a sense of relevancy within yourselves by hearing my content, because I think that's important. I think when you're listening to someone and you're learning about new things, you develop new perspectives and opinions that encourage you to engage in different types of discourse. So I hope you guys are excited for today's episode. I think music is more in the majority side, I would confidently say, is in all of our lives. And I think it plays a very big role in the way we function, I think. And, you know, although that music might seem like something that is just heard in a very unconscious way, I guess, it seems like an everyday life, daily thing. And sometimes I like to bring these things in to just listen and think about the lyrics and the melody and how it really makes you feel. Because sometimes, I mean, I do this all the time, is when I listen to music, it's a very surface level experience. I like the song because of the beat, the way that it makes me feel, but I don't really dive into what exactly in specifics does this song contain that make me feel a certain emotion, or what kinds of words that I draw towards or maybe draw away from and develop a response to the whys. And that's what I want to do in my episode. I want to share some songs with you guys and possibly dive a little deeper into, you know, what the song makes you feel and why does it make you feel that way. Or, you know, sometimes a simple, I like that song, or, you know, there are certain parts of it that I'm not very familiar with, or, you know, comments that you can make by listening to the songs. These episodes that I do in relation to songs and sharing this music with you guys is really just a chance to engage in this practice together of listening to it and really trying to focus just a little bit more on the song and the specifics of it. So as I mentioned, today's band that I will be sharing with you guys is called Lake Street Dive. And I think they're they have some very phenomenal songs. And I actually really like their album cover designs. I think it's very unique. This album that I chose today is called Lake Street Dive, which is the name of their band. And it's just like a picture, I'm assuming, of a guy on a diving board. And some trees and some fences. So it's like a nice, homey type of design. And I think that album cover designs really, for me at least, it's a very important thing. I really like to look at the pictures of these designs and the albums that I listen to. And I also think that album pictures, if that's what it's even called, are sort of a simple but kind of a deep depiction of what the album is about. Sometimes I try to look at the picture and then listen to the songs and create some sort of connection between how it was designed and possibly looking at what types of pictures or colors are in these covers and kind of see if there's any sort of correlation between the context of the album. Or maybe there is no context. Maybe that's the whole point of it. But diving into that aspect of, you know, the album cover and then the song, I think it's a pretty fun experience to go through. And it's kind of, it gives you a sense of appreciation for how much work that these musicians and artists really put into their art. And I think that's also a very important thing to do, is to learn to appreciate the efforts that was put into a certain artwork. So why don't we kind of begin with the songs that I've prepared for you all. The first song is called Hello Goodbye. I hope you guys enjoy this song. I will be in the studio. And once again, if you want to communicate with me, in a live setting where you can comment on either the song or anything else. I'm very open to it. All you need to do is just call 604-822-2487 and I will be here for the next remaining hour. I hope you guys enjoy this song. Here we go. Hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was called Hello Goodbye by Lake Street Dive. I mean, immediately you can kind of tell from the beginning of the song of that kind of fast beat. It's kind of an upbeat song with almost like a dancing inducing vibe. And I personally really like the trumpets that was in between, or after the chorus, and how towards like the last 20 or 30 seconds, there's that quiet beat that's kind of going lower and lower, where it gives you an idea that, okay, this song might be come to an end. And then it builds back that beat again, which brings back the mood. And I think that shift in mood in a song is something that I really enjoy, because it kind of keeps it exciting as well. When you're listening to a song, it's not just like a plateaued sense of rhythm where you're just not really feeling any intense feelings or getting kind of like that high spike, but You know, this song really does do a good job in that aspect. The next song I have for you guys is called Don't Make Me Hold Your Hand. It's a bit of a longer one, but I hope you guys can enjoy every second of it. So, why don't we begin?
Why won't you let me love you in the best way I know? We won't go out to dinner and we won't see a show. You know just how thank you.
And that was Don't Make Me Hold Your Hand by Lake Street Dive. I think for me, when I hear that song, it gives me more of a conversational type of vibe where the melody is not really diverse and the sound, the frequency of the sound is kind of in the same area throughout the whole song. And I don't know, when I listen to this song, I kind of imagine it being sung live, like in like a, maybe a musical or something. And I really like that homey vibe that this song gives you. And the drums in particular, where it kind of goes that same beat and then, you know, gives it that clash every once in a while. I really enjoy that, which kind of makes it more of, I guess in that way, it's a bit more exciting to listen to. But the previous song, it's much more diverse in terms of the volume of the song and when it hits its climax and all that. But even in both songs, I kind of found the common feature of towards like that 20 to 30 second mark of the song, there is some sort of pause that's being made, and then it kind of picks up again. So I guess you could say that that's kind of a common feature in both songs. But why don't we get to the next one? The next one is called I Don't Really See You Anymore, and I hope you guys enjoy. That was I Don't Really See You Anymore by Lake Street Dive. I like that song because it's much of a calmer tone, and you can kind of get that from the beginning of the song where it kind of begins with the guitar and that like strumming. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. These songs, I think the one thing I love about Lake Street Dive songs is that it's very diverse, you know, like it's in the same album, but it gives you a different sort of melody and rhythm for each song. And I think it's very noticeable, which makes it, I think, quite nice, because you kind of have like these mixture of variety of, you know, tones in just like one album. So it's almost like that's all you need. The next song I want to turn on for you guys is Funny Not to Care. Funny Not to Care. It seems like a saying almost. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this one. I will see you guys in a couple minutes.
Funny not to care, yet to know so much. Like the way you do your hair, or what you like to eat for lunch. I could use it to seduce you if the slightest desire was there. It's funny not to
Funny Not to Care. The last song I have prepared for you guys is unfortunately going to be the last song, but don't worry guys, I actually have a very fun segment that I hope you guys enjoy, because I love to do this segment as much as I hope you guys enjoy listening to it. The last song I have for you guys is called Got Me Fooled. I hope you guys enjoy this one, and then we will move on to the last segment of the show. So here we go. That was Got Me Fooled. I hope you guys enjoyed the songs that I've prepared for you guys today. If you guys want to check the band out, they're called Lake Street Dive. Their songs are really amazing, so please go ahead and listen to them. For the last portion of my show, I will be doing a fun fact segment. And I really enjoy doing these, and I hope you guys have fun listening to them. So I guess sit back and relax and just see what fact you find the most entertaining. The topic that I've chosen for today's fun fact segment is chickens. And I don't know for you guys, but I really do love chicken. I just love all sorts of chickens. I kind of enjoy eating chicken, but I also think that chickens are great. So it's like a mixed feeling. But anyways, I think if you dive into certain specific animals, there's really a lot of very interesting fun facts about them. And you think you know an animal, and then you start researching it, and then you're just in this big swirl of endless information that you can just can't possibly imagine. And that just tells you how complex these creatures are. But today I'm just going to touch barely the tip of the iceberg of what facts are in chickens. Well, it's more so about the chickens and their characteristics and features. But the first one I have for you guys today is that chickens are living descendants of dinosaurs. I think that's very interesting because dinosaurs were real. I'd say that they were real. I mean, I don't know. I think I have a lot of doubts all the time because we learn about a lot of stuff, but then at some point, it's really hard to believe certain things if you haven't really seen them. But then, you know, there's fossils out there, and I'm just kind of sometimes just stubborn. Like, you know what? If I didn't see it, I guess it doesn't exist. But it's more so that response is coming out of the frustration and kind of the desperateness of, wow, I really wish I did see it because it seems like a really, really fascinating creature. And I just can't imagine what I would feel if I actually saw a dinosaur. I would go to the zoo sometimes and you see a polar bear. And I'd say that the last time I went to the zoo, the most fascinating and the most emotional impact, or the strongest emotional impact that I felt for which animal, is the polar bear. Polar bears are, in my opinion, much larger than you possibly think they are. And they're really interesting to look at because their fur is white, really white. And I, you know, you think that it's, you know, dirty, and no, it's, I don't know if they shower every day or not, but it's very white and it's beautiful. And then on top of that, they're massive. They're massive creatures. And when you see their eyes and their snout and the way that their bodies are structured and the way that they swim, it's really fascinating to see. And that's a polar bear that exists in our world right now. I can't imagine what I would feel like if I actually saw a dinosaur and really just see, aside from the features and, you know, the skin tone and the texture, I guess, of what the dinosaur is, I think I'd be mesmerized by the size of the creature. And I think that's what most animals kind of give you. It's like when you see an animal, the first thing you kind of notice, I'd say, is the size of it and like the way it's shaped. And that kind of draws your eyes first. And then you kind of go into the specific details of the creature. But I'm kind of going away from this fact. But apparently chickens are living descendants of dinosaurs. And chickens aren't completely flightless. I don't think I've ever believed that chickens couldn't fly. I think I kind of knew that chickens could somewhat fly. You know, I see those videos all the time where it's like chickens are kind of running after people sometimes and scaring children. But yeah, I don't think chickens are completely flightless. I think I kind of knew that they did have that ability to fly. The next one is chickens can dream. I don't even know how this would have even been discovered. That's really interesting. And I wonder if it is possible not only for chickens, but to view even human dreams when they are occurring. And if they did, that would be kind of scary, but also very interesting to find out. It's like you put something on your head, and it kind of connects it to a monitor, and whatever you're dreaming is kind of being portrayed in that monitor like a movie. And if that were the case, that would be a really, really interesting thing to view. But kind of scary on, you know, the side of the person who's actually being the subject of the experiment. The next song is, not the next song, the next fact is, chickens have better color vision than humans. Interesting. I wonder what that even means. I don't know if they can view more colors than we can, or if they view it in a much richer sense where the color green is a bit more vivid in their eyes and we're not really perceiving the correct light. I don't really know. But yeah, I mean, apparently it seems like they have this ability that's better than how we use them. The next one is chickens have great memories. There are many, many creatures in this world that are very intelligent, and I do have a feeling that chickens are very intelligent, more so because when I look at chickens, they kind of seem like they have some sort of thought in their head, you know? But yeah, the last one I have for you guys is chickens have a pecking order. Interesting. I don't even know exactly what this means, but apparently they have a sense of a hierarchy in their system. I'm always very fascinated with animals having this hierarchical system, you know, in their society, and how they operate and you know, what really goes on within their species. Because then you start to realize that they have their own system just like we do, and they live in a specific way, following specific structures in order to function in their own society. And when you kind of begin to study on that, you make sense of the certain behavior that is being created with those animals. And I think it's just very, very interesting to see. All right, so those are the fun facts for today. I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. I definitely did. So I guess that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will be bringing back some more interviews and some more review, more analysis and movies or literature back soon. I really enjoy doing these. As much as I do enjoy other pieces of content. But that's it for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. My name is Jeff, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of the day.